USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email. Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the President, it certainly raises national security concerns.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
So far, details are few. A statement by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission says the two soldiers were conducting an operation when they were killed. There are more than 8,000 American forces still in Afghanistan helping Afghan troops that are fighting the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Nearly 100 people are dead after an overloaded ferry carrying families to an amusement park along the Tigris River in Mosul, Iraq, capsized and sank. They were celebrating the Kurdish New Year and Mother's Day. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern joined thousands of mourners near one of the mosques in Christchurch, where 50 people were killed when a gunman opened fire 1 week ago. Addressing the Muslim community, she said, "New Zealand mourns with you. We are one." Tukiri Jimmy was there.
Very sad date, as it's only been a week for those poor people that have gone, but I hope that this has a way of bringing people together.
Imam Jamal was leading the prayer.
We have shown that New Zealand is unbreakable and that the world can see in us an example of love and unity.
The observance comes a day after Ardern announced the ban on assault weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Teachers in Indiana who took part in an active shooter drill were then shot execution style with pellets that caused injuries. More from WTTV's Randy Spieth.
It saddens me that you have to have this sort of training to begin with.
Dan Holub and the state's Teachers Association want to make sure one thing doesn't happen.
The teachers are there. They don't know this is coming. All of a sudden, they're being asked to turn around and they're shot at.
Earlier this year, the White County Sheriff's Office led a drill where deputies shot teachers with airsoft guns, and some teachers said the pellets actually injured them.
People are actually, you know, being injured bodily because of the responsibilities that they now have in our school system.
The Indiana Teachers Association is asking that lawmakers make sure this type of training isn't used in any district in the state.
A majority of Americans feel that circus animals are rarely treated well, and they would support a ban on using wild animals in any circus. John Clemens has more.
Monmouth University poll found 54% of those surveyed would favor a law to prohibit the use of wild animals in circuses, while 34% would oppose such a law. The poll also revealed 74% of politically self-described liberals would support the prohibition. Meanwhile, a majority of Americans believe wild animals in aquariums, zoos, safari parks, and in marine parks are usually well-treated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.